Shir Mem and Baba Kama continued. Chaf Dalet Teves Heitav Shin Mem Gimel, January 9th, 1983, on Sunday, continued.
Produces a star against Ruben. So mainly with that star, he can collect the sode that originally was in the possession of Ruben. He can collect the tilu from Shimon, because a milve b'shtar is given in chosim shabbat. Chosim shabbat. Now, if somebody is demands, if the balchei would demand a milve alpeh, so then the leve is able to say paratir, then is he can parakol, he only has to swear, ishwar seses. That's all. Mashaike, if the malve produces his star again the leve, and the leve says paratir, so he is not nemon. Why? Because tov yode, my boy, the malve produces his star. But there is aloche, the Gemara says ishwar, that even if the malve produces his star against the leve, so the leve says, I paid it. So then it's not nemo, because shtob yod my boy, the fact that the malve still has the shtar in his possession proves that it wasn't paid, because had it been paid, a practical, normal person, a prudent person, when he pays out the debt, demands a surrender of the shtar. So the mele, the fact that the malve has in his possession, he is able to produce the shtar, proves that the debt was not paid as yet. But the Leve still has the right, the Gemara says, to say to Balchei, you say I didn't pay, I say I did pay. All right, I'm not Nemon. But one thing I am going to insist upon, that you take a Shvuah, the best. You take a Shvuah, the best, the Kikas Chayfetz. You take a Shvuah that the debt was not paid. And as long as you refuse, suppose the Malve will say, well, I don't want to swear, I'm a nice person. I don't want to swear in Meres. So then Besdin will tell him, you're a very nice person, fine. And we give you a Yishakeach, but you cannot collect the debt. If you don't take a Shvuah, so then you cannot collect the debt. So in other words, he's not Mechuyev to swear. But if the Leve demands and insists that the Malve should take a Shvuah in Kitas Chayvetz, that the debt was not paid, then the Malve cannot collect unless he complies with the demand by the Leve that he take a Shvuah that the debt was not paid. Now, so Rashi says that's not true. Suppose it's a case where the Ruvein claims that he paid the debt. Now, but so the male, if he will not become a Baldoro, if he will not become a Baldoro, so then, he will be able to collect the debt, to collect the sode from Shimon. Because Shimon doesn't know whether it was paid or not, how could he know? That he if it was paid, so it was paid by Ruben, not by Shimon. Mashiach came if Ruben becomes a Baldoro. Then Ruvein will become a litigant and will say to Balchei, I say that I paid the debt. You deny it. You say I'm lying. Take a Shvuah. So then it's very likely that he will not be willing to swear. So then he will not be able to collect the sodeh from Shimon. That's not him. Oh, so this explanation given by Rashi would be a sound explanation if the halacha had been that in the case where the Balchim tries to collect the sode from the Nikeach, so then he doesn't have to swear that it wasn't paid. But when only in this case where the Leve is telling Tainus Bor that it was paid, then he has to pay. But there is a Mishnah Mifurash in Sudet. There is a Mishnah before Eshes in Ksuvas, Daf Pizayin Omid Aleh. Now turn to the Mishnah, Daf Pizayin Omid Aleh. At the bottom, the Mishnah. Happy Gemes Ksuvas Oli Tipora Ela Bishwe. Idechot Niido Shi Pruha Oli Tipora Ela Bishwe. Milichse Yisei Mi Mulchosi Vishibodin Vishalim Biponof Oli Tipora Ela Bishwe. On the contrary, there is a Takonas HaMishneh. A Takonas HaMishneh that whenever a Balchei, whether the Balchev consists of a woman who was divorced, a woman whose husband died, and she tries to collect the ksuve from the nechosim of the sin, or the Balchev consists of a woman who was divorced, and the sode that was originally in the possession of the ownership of her former husband who was sold to Ikea, and she tries to collect the sode in payment of the ksuve that the husband owes her, so from the sode that is in possession of the Ikea, or any other balchei, doesn't make any difference. What is the ksuve? What is the nisha? Nisha is a balaschei. Balaschei. So the alochi, there is a takonis mishneh that a balchei cannot collect from the chosef mishibodim, from the Ikea's possession in a sode, unless the balchei swears that it wasn't paid. Whether the Likeach is 10 times boring, that for who are not. Or even if the Likeach says, I don't know whether it was paid or not, how could I know? I didn't stay with my Meche all the time, day and night, to know whether he paid you that or not. But I say there is a possibility that he paid. So then the aloha is, even if the Likeach is not 10 times boring, So the Balchev cannot collect from the Mechosim of the Likeach unless he first takes a shvue that it wasn't paid. So on the contrary, so what avail is the involvement of Ruvein as a Baldovo? Rashi says, in case Ruvein is staying it on his body, that it was paid. So then, if he will not be involved, so then the Balchev will be able to collect the sword from Shimon. But if he'll become a litigant, then so then he'll insist that the Balchei should first take a shvuah that it wasn't paid. And suppose it doesn't become a litigant, Benson will tell the Balchei, you cannot collect the sode unless you take a shvuah. So of what avail is the involvement of Ruvein as a litigant in the talk? That's the kashi that Rishonim raise against this Rashi. Now, the same Rashi is in Bometzia too. Because the same memre is mentioned in Bometzia. This memre by Rove is mentioned in Bometzia, it's mentioned in Ksuves, it's mentioned here in Murakami. Oh. Daf Yudal Gam Dalet. Omer Abai. Hu ben shemo chal sodo lishime. Yachayez. Ubo Balchei, the Ruvein, the Kotorif, the Minei, the Meudos, the Ruvein, the Shrei, the Nebadei, the Limot, the Homer, the Bavor, the Miat, the Omalei, the Makas, the Nei, the Lai, the Yod, so Rashi says, the Shtetui, the Nebadei, the Balchei, the Salke, the Malshimen, the Choltai, the Yeshi, the Yuchalitei, the Lima, the Rati, the Kach, the Kach, the Kach, the Kach, the Yeshi, the Olech, the Tvio, the same thing. So he can be taken. So if Ruvein becomes a litigant, so he's the position to be taken. Paraticho, oikach vikach yesh li olecho litvio. Vaniyakif chayv zetachto. But there is one additional thing in the Rashi Bometzia. Here in Bolkan, Rashi just says the Naftimine is by Ruvein becoming involved as a litigant will consist in the fact you'll be able to say Beratichu. But in Bometzia he says the Nachkemina will be either because he'll be able to say Beratichu or any other time he'll be able to present the counterpoint. Let's say Ruvein has a time that he learned, let's say the sode is worth $1,000 because of the loan that was made by Ruvein from the Balchei. But suppose Ruvein has a time that he also lent the Balchei money. So here's a counterclaim. So that counterclaim could be set up by Reuven against the claim that the Baal Chayiv has against Reuven. So if he doesn't become involved as a litigant, so Beis Din wouldn't present such a kind on behalf of Shimon, because that's something new. I mean, only Reuven knows of it. But this is something new, it's a new tree. So that's the additional thing that Rashi and Bonitia mentions. In addition to the possibility of Reuven being able to present the tiny of Pratim. So the Tisha Shams in Bonitia, he says that what Rashi means is this. We see it from the Rashi in Bonitia that Rashi is not emphasizing Dafke, the tiny of Pratim, because in Bonitia he says, there could be an argument. Suppose, true, normally, in the normal situation, so if the Balchiv tries to collect the Sode from Olikeach, so then Besdin will tell the Balchiv, you cannot collect the Sode unless you take a shwir that it wasn't paid. But suppose the Olikeach will say, I am waiving all kinds of shwirs. I am waiving the shwir. The Takonis HaMishneh, the Takonis HaMishneh of the Hanifcha Minchosim Mishibodim, Yisei Minichs, Yisei Minchosim Mishibodim, Lutipora Elab Shwe. I'm waving that Shwe. So Mele, the Balchei, will be able to collect the Sode, from Shimon, because Shimon has such a tendency to wave Shwe's. So Mele, if Reuven will not become involved as a litigant, and Shimon is waving the Shvue of Hanifra Binichsi Yisemi Mumchosim Shibodim Lipora El Bishvue. So if Shimon waves that, so then the Balchev of Reuven will be able to collect the Sode from Shimon without any difficulty. Mashenke, if Reuven comes in the litigant, so then Reuven will be able to say to Balchev, never mind my Lekeach, wave the Shvue, but I am demanding a Shvue that you should swear to me that you didn't pay me. I say you paid me. Of course, Shimon can be an honorable person because he doesn't know how fraudulently you acted and what kind of a person you are. So Mimele, he is waving. He's an honorable person. He is waving. But I know your number and I am demanding that you swear to me. So in that situation, there will be enough giving. This is what Rashi means. That's how the Tisha Shams explains Rashi, and it's on the basis of the fact that Rashi and Bometzie, together with Shinuch Halit and Rima Pratich, Okach Mikach, he mentions also something else. Okach Mikach, Yesh Li Olecho Mitvio, Vani Me'akev Chayv Zetam. So the first portion of Abaye is, that only in the case of Reuven Shemo Chasod L'Shimen Bachayis, so then, if the Balchev of Reuven tries to collect the Sode from Shimon, so Reuven has the right to become involved as a litigant. And the Balchev cannot say to Reuven, I'm not trying to take away anything from you, why do you mix it? Because Reuven can say, no, I'm an interested party, because the next step will be, after you collect the Sode, so the next step will be that Shimon will collect from me, so I'm an interested party. I'm not an uninterested party, I'm not a neutral party, so the male I have the right to become a litigant, to become a Valdomo. Mashein came in the case of Reuven Shebo Chasod El Shimon, Shemoi Be'achayis. So then it means, if the Balchev collects the Sode from Shimon, then Shimon cannot demand reimbursement from Reuven. So in such a case, if the Balchev of Reuven is trying to collect the Sode, if the Balchev of Reuven is trying to collect the Sode from Shimon, then Reuven has no right to involve himself as a litigant in the Torah. Because then the Balchev can say to Reuven, it's not your business, because I'm not trying to collect anything from you, I'm trying to collect from your Keach. And even if I succeed in taking away the Sode from your Keach, so then you will not lose anything because you didn't undertake to reimburse Shimon for in case the Sadi is taken away from him, so you're not going to sustain any loss anyway. So you're not an interested party. You just want to become a litigant. Why? Because you are a friend of Shimon. Well, that doesn't mean that you have a right to become a litigant. It's none of your business. This dintere is with your keach, not with you. That's what Abaye said in the first motion. But in the second motion, he says the counter. V'ike v'amre, afinu shaloi v'acha yisname, v'omale, lo yinichale v'itere l'ishim en tarume solai. So, even if Reuven sold the sod, to Shimon, shaloi v'acha yis. So that means, in case the sod is taken away by the Rochev of Reuven, from Shimon, so Shimon has no rights against Reuven. So still, when the Balchev tries to collect the sod from Shimon, Reuven has the right to enter into the Dintor and to become involved as a tayin, as a litigant. And Reuven and the Balchev of Reuven cannot say, you are a strange person, why do you mix in? There is nothing that you are going to lose. So you can say, no, I'm not an uninterested party. I am an interested party. Why? Because if you succeed in this Dintor against my Lekeach, sure, my Lekeach will not be able to collect from me any reimbursement, but will still be able to complain against me. So in melee, I am a Baldo. Now the question arises. Suppose Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, and then Reuven tries to collect the debt. And then Levi happens to be a very devoted friend of Shimon. And then, so Levi wants to enter into the Torah and become a litigant. So then the Balchevich of Reuven says to Levi, it's none of your business. You cannot become a litigant. I'm not claiming anything from you. So then Levi will say, well, I'm a very close friend of Shimon. And if Shimon loses the Torah, he will not leave me alone. He'll only blame me. So does that mean just because he'll complain? Of course, any person can complain against any other person. So because of that, he could become a Baldovo. So that question was raised by Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, in a Hashkofe, Shio, that he once said, I don't know whether it was written, but I heard it. So he said, from this Gemara in Tziraye, you know, there are certain people who always complain against other people. Who always complain. In other words, if a certain person wouldn't do everything that person wants him to do, so he'll complain. So, says, that's awesome. He says, it's Raya from this Gemara. That it's also to complain against the person. It's also to complain against the person. Because here the Gemara says, Vikedam, Afiru Shalom Ibacha Islam, Yomali Vimicha Vimiteru Mishimen Tarum Isalai. So because of that, he can become a Baldomo. He can become a Baldomo. And we pass like the second verse. He can become a Baldomo. So if it is Muter, for a person to complain against any other person. So how could he become a Baldovo just because he doesn't want Shimon to have Tarumes? He can have Tarumes anyway. Any one person can have Tarumes against any other person. The answer is no. One has no right to have Tarumes. There has to be a halachic basis to have Tarumes. Just to have Tarumes, because that person doesn't do everything that I want him to do. So one has no right to have Tarumis. As a matter of fact, that was not mentioned by Rav Sol Salanta, but that proves the point by Rav Sol Salanta, that one has no right to be Yisrael Malchaveire if he has no halachic basis for the complaint. The Shari Tshuva mentions a number of categories of Lashon Hara. Number of categories of Lashon Hara. So, among the categories of Lashon Hara, so is one category of Narganut, Narganus. What is a Nargon? So, Rabbi Yehuda in Shari Tshuva explained it. A Nargon is a person who keeps on complaining. This one, doing this wrong and that wrong. I mean, whether he really did wrong or he didn't do him wrong, he keeps on telling people, well, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. I mean, I did him a favor and he didn't acknowledge it. So that's also an Isra of Lashon Hara. Naganut is a form of Lashon Hara. Naganut is a form of Lashon Hara. So in other words, what it means here, of course, it's inconceivable that just because a certain person might have tahumes against Ruvein, so because of that, that Ruvein can become Ibal Galon. This means that here, Al Bidin, there is a certain kind of an obligation to reimburse. To reimburse him. In other words, if let's say Ruvein is Meicher Sodel Shimon Beachayes, and then the Baal Chayiv of Ruvein collects the Sodef from Shimon, so then Shimon has a legal right to a collect reimbursement from Ruvein. In other words, if Ruvein refuses to reimburse, then best Mizirat L'Sech Nechosov, and they collect from him, they have an attachment on his property, and they collect, so it's a legal right. But if it's Ruvein Shemoch HaSodel Shimon Shaloi Ba'achayes, So then he has no legal right to reimbursement. Bezdin will not be here to say Nechosov, but a moral obligation is incumbent upon Ruvein to reimburse Shimon. After all, Shimon sustained the loss because of it. It's not just a capricious demand on the part of Shimon, because he wants a favor from Ruvein. No! If Ruvein was Mecher Yisodel Shimon, and then he didn't accept Achayis. So why didn't accept Achayis? But that means that because of Ruvein, Shimon sustained the loss. Then he paid $1,000 for the Sadeh. Then the Balchev of Ruvein collected the Sadeh. Where's the $1,000? So he lost $1,000. So Memele, he's not Mechuyev mitzad Achayis, and he's not Mechuyev mitzad Gromi either. Because he was not Mameshi Mazik. But he still was the cause of the hefzed of Shimon. So Memele, there is a moral obligation incumbent upon Ruvein to reimburse Shimon. And if Ruvein doesn't reimburse Shimon, he's not such a wonderful person. Shimon cannot collect. In Torah, he cannot collect. But many times, when a person cannot collect, but morally is mechuyev al pidin, is morally obligated. But Bezdin cannot collect. But there is a moral obligation. So this is what Rabbi Solo Salanta said. In other words, when the Gemara says, "Afu shloim b'chayes name domale v'michalei b'tevel ishim tarumes alai," so that means because al pidin is the basis for tarumes. But just a person has tarumes. There are certain people who have tarumes against the whole world. The whole world. So that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean in order to avoid the tarumes that any person can become a Baldomo in order to avoid tahumes. It's only when there is a moral obligation to reimburse, but the scope of that obligation is not of such magnitude that Shimon should be able to collect reimbursement from Ruvein. But if he doesn't collect, so in other words, he has a time, and Shimon has a right to tell everybody, I have a tiny. He doesn't reimburse me. He has a right. He will not be even a Nisar of Lashon Hara by telling everybody that Shimon didn't act rightfully towards him. That's because the Gemara says the Omar Nichalei the Tevel Shimon Tamum is alive because he is Gerem Hefzet. Ruvein, if he doesn't reimburse Shimon, so it means he's Gerem Hefzet to Shimon. He's not the Chuyev to pay. Because he wasn't Mitzad Lachayis and Mitzad Mazik, he is not Mechuyev because he wasn't Mazik Yodai. It was a certain kind of Igrome. So Mimele is potter to pay Al Pidin, but he is morally obligated to reimburse Shimon, so that Shimon will not sustain a loss on account of Ruvein's sale of the Sodeh to Shimon. So Memele, that's why he can become a Baldomo. But just because a person wants to have Tahumes, so first of all, the Sol Salanta said that he's not even allowed to have Tahumes. And assuming that he is allowed, but a Baldomo, he doesn't become. I mean, Rabbi Sol Salanta said that from this Gemara it's a riot that one is not allowed. But Rabbi Sol Salanta said that it is not allowed, so Rabbi Yehuda says so, he's not allowed. If he keeps on complaining against another person, so then when there is no halachic basis for the complaint, then he's able to answer the question. But assuming that he is allowed, but it still wouldn't be a basis for becoming a baldovo. Only when there is a moral obligation to the extent that if he doesn't pay, so then he's not such a wonderful person. He doesn't act right. So even though he cannot enforce the demand, but still he's obligated to pay. Mitzad vasisa yoshavatei. So, in other words, because of if Nibishur Asadim, he would be mechuyev to reimburse him. Because vasisa yoshavatei. So memele, since there is an obligation, the machlekes between the two Mishenes is whether in order to become a baldovo, there must be a real legal obligation that could be enforced, or even if it's a moral obligation, so it can also make him into a baldovo. But just for the purpose of avoiding ill will and complaint, because of that, he cannot become a baldovo. All right. Now, the tasers. Did you also go very commercially in about it? We take a mind of giving me a commercial of who they will take any known. ואין לי שימן, ניתן לי לקייח, וכן לי סיימין, ואין פרוע בין מזויף. ואין לי מנף כמילו עם מזויף, שאין לי שימן יוכל ביתן לי סופי, ופשיט את אפו לי פרע מלכסי סיימין, או אם פשיבודים ליצור לכי לקיום, די לב אוכה, ושאף כסחיים לכל בעיה. ושאף כסחיים לכל בעיה, נאו. כי התסרס mentions that בקיצה, but in Gittin and in Suves, the Tesres discusses it at great length. Are base on base in Gittin, so there is a long Tesres, where Tesres mentions Chayes Pro and Kal, and then Tesres finally comes to the conclusion, to the same conclusion. But here, Tesres just mentions the conclusion that Tesres mentioned in Ksuves, Tachzalik Beis, and in Gittin, that base, without discussing it, but it's not such a Poshet Reinyan, I mean, there is a Machleyas Lashenim on that. Because you see, In respect to that child and this Gemara, the Gemara says, "Rubin shelo hasod mishime, ba'chayes v'osh ba'chayim deruv mitokat mishime." Dine hu dos rubin mishtoye dine ba'dei v'limot zom alilav al dvorim didiyat. So all the rishonim has the kasha. What's nafkimine? Whether Rubin becomes a litigant in Moldova or not? Any time that Rubin wants he is in Moldova could present, so Bezdin has to present. Because of the law of Psach Pichol Ilen on behalf of Shimon. So what Nafkimini is there? So the Rin gives it Teretz. The Rin gives it Teretz that the Nafkimini is. The Nafkimini is. Suppose Ruvain is staying. Knows, Ruvain says that he knows that the Shtar that is produced by the Balhiz Balchim against his Lekeach, against Shimon, is forged. Now, so Mele, if Ruvain will not become a litigant, so then, the Balchein of Ruvain will be able to collect the sword from Shimon. But how could he, after all? Suppose Ruvain is a litigant. Suppose the Shtar will be produced against Ruvain. Ruvain the same is real, so then of course, then the Balchei will have the burden of being the kind of Shtar. If he's not able to find the Kiyum, so then he will not be able to collect from Ruvain. But see, so that's in the case where the Ruvain is staying and is born. I know it's work. Some melee, he's Nemo. Unless the Balchei is able to be the kind of Shtar. But if he's not able to find a Likiyum, then Ruvain cannot collect from, the Balchim of Ruvain cannot collect from Ruvain. Collect from Ruvain. Mashein came, if the Shtar is produced not against Ruvain, and Ruvain does not become a Baldova, the Shtar is produced against Shimon, and the Balchim of Ruvain wants to collect the Sode from Shimon, then Bezdin does not present the timing, the possibility of maybe the Shtar is Mizuyev. because Mizuya Pizimulse de Leshkicha, because the average person, even the average unscrupulous person, does not have the audacity to forge a shtar. That requires a great deal of moral turpitude, to have that chutzpah, to forge a shtar, to be such a fraudulent person. So it's a milse leshlicha. So mele, the halacha of Teyani Lekeach, which is based upon the Xeras HaKosov, of Psach Pichon Yilem, why is there a halacha that Besen has to be taken on behalf of Lekeach all the times that the Mecher could present, but the Mecher is not here? So Besen presents all these times on behalf of Lekeach, on behalf of the Yoshim, on behalf of the Lehm Shalidufonov. Suppose, let's say, the Balchev of Ruben produces his shtar. So it wants to collect from the Nechosim of Ruben, and Ruben happens to be overseas. So then Besen is here in the Zichron Chosov. Besen will not allow that somebody who has a claim against the Nechosim of a certain person, that he should never be able to collect just because that person is overseas. But in such a case, Besen has to present all the possible times that Ruben could have presented had he been around, and it would have been effective. So Besen has to present all these times on behalf of him, especially in front of, on behalf of his saying, on behalf of the Kuches. So all this halacha is based upon the Sakosu in Mishlei, Psach Pichomile. In other words, Besen has to act as the advocate of a mute person. What does it mean, mute person? Mute person does not mean mute, somebody who can talk. It means a mute person, like for the Nitvashal in front of, for the Yisaini, for the Likuches. So the halacha of Psach Pichomile, according to the Lili, that only applies to times that are Shriach, but Mizuyev is a milzer l'shricha. A milzer l'shricha, there is no halacha psach l'cholilu. So in Mele, there is a big nakimine. There is a big nakimine. That's one of the Balatensis. I think that there is Terence. But one of the Balatensis in Suez says that. I think it's the Rin. So he says that as a Terence on this Kashi, my nakimine, so the answer is there is a big nakimine. Suppose Ruben is staying, that it's Mizuyev Deshta. So if Ruben will not become a Baldovo, so then Besen will not be taking Mizuyev on behalf of Shimon Belkeach, because it's a time of Mishrim. Mashenkin, if Ruben becomes a litigant, he becomes a Baldovo, so then he's there on. There's nothing in it. But Teisves rejects that Chitus of Hashem. And Teisves' Shita is that even Mizuyev, that when the Balchev produces a shtar against the Lekeach, or against the Seinim, or against the Mitzvah Shalei Bifonov, so then Besen will not be collect from the Nechosim, unless it's Niskayim. So why not? So he says, Veilei Vadinat Kimino Yine Mizuyev, Shein Shimen Yochel Yitein, Misofik, Vipshite Dabo Viporam Yichsi Yiseinim, Oim Shibodim, Ditzorche Vikiyuch. Why does Tesis use that Russian? If we are going to say that Bez can collect from the Mitzvah Nechosim Shalom Bifonov, or from the Yisemit Nechosim, even though the Shtar is not Niskayim, so then Yitzayim Gavashio, so that will be a great hardship for the Nikeach, because every unscrupulous person will be able to forge a shtar, and he'll produce it against the Lekeach, and the Lekeach will not know, because how could they know whether it was forged or not? So only the Nitva, he's in the position to recognize whether it was forged or not. So then they'll be able to take advantage of the Lekeach. So what? So what does it mean? Monefsha, if Teisves is Chelik Andorim, and Teisves Shite is that even a tiny de Leishchiche, so we still apply the halacha of Psach Pichon Yilein. So why does Teisves have to say Leishavkes Chaim Choder? Apparently it's mashma from Teisves that Teisves agrees with David, that insofar as the halacha of Taniyo Lekeach is concerned, which is based upon the Xeras HaKosov of Psach Pichon Yilein, we only apply the halacha of Psach Pichon Yilein to a tiny that is Shchiach. But the time of the Loi Shchiach, we don't apply the halacha of Tanino Lekeach, of Sachpicholile. We don't apply the Taine of Sachpicholile to a Taine no Ishriach. Now, for example, now Rashi in Bomitzie says, Rashi in Bomitzie mentions an Achimine, because suppose Reuven has a counterpart. So if Reuven will not be involved with the litigant, then the Malchim of Reuven will collect the Sode from Shimon. But if Reuven becomes a litigant, Baldomo, so then he'll be saying, I have a counterclaim. It's true that I borrowed from you, Balchim, $1,000, but at another month, I lent you $1,000 or $2,000. So Mimele, I don't owe you a penny, because the claim that you have against me is to be set up against the claim that I have against you. So then the question arises, now there is a law of Tinan and Nikeach, so every time a Baal Chayv tries to collect his order from Shimon, why doesn't Besdin present the possible Taine of maybe Reuven had a counterclaim? That Besdin doesn't do. Why not? The answer is, because a counterclaim, that's a Nilsen Lishlichet. That's a Nilsen Lishlichet. So in other words, so that's a double portion. That the Aloche of Tanino Rikia doesn't, it has certain limitations. It only applies to Taines that are Shriach. But Taines that are Loi Shriach, there is no Aloche of Psach Picholim. Let's say, Porua is a Nilsen Shriach. Somebody borrows money, so it's Shriach that he should pay out of that. So the Mele, Benzin, has to present that possible Taine on behalf of the Rikiach, if the Leve is not different. Mashein came, a Taine like a counterclaim, that's a Nilsen Shriach. So there is no Aloche of Taine. So the Mele, by the same reasoning, so we should say Tanino Mizirev on the basis of Sach Picholilem, because Ziyuf is a Nilsen Lishchiche, Lechoshit Inish Liziyuf, Liziyuf Ishtar. So the answer is Inachanan, insofar as the concept of Tanino Mikeach as such is concerned, which is based upon Ixeros HaKosim of Sach Picholilem, that only applies to Tanino Lishchiche, but it doesn't apply to Tanis, the Lishchiche. But, then there is another aloche. There is an aloche that, in other words, Gemara says in Gittin that Eli Machsum la Shtar Nasik Shmiach Karudus on the Bezin. So even if the Shtar is not in Skyim, so we still say Nasik Shmiach Karudus on the Bezin. So we know everything. So Midraise, if Eli Masayin la Shtar and the Malve, the alleged Malve, is in possession of that star, so that star is testifies everything, that it's not Mizuyev and that it was not Perua, everything, because of Eli Machsum Ashtalash Kazim Bezin. But the Gemara in Gittin, that Gimel says, the Rabbonim who da'at Zerchkiyom, so that means, me the Rabbonim, the Chachomim or Misakei, that as long as the star is not Miskayim, So the Nechkel Idris of the Besen is lacking. So, mid Rabbonon, when is it Nechkel Idris of the Besen? Only when the Shtar is Niskayim. But as long as the Shtar is not Niskayim as yet, so the Nechkel Idris of the Besen is lacking. Why? Why would the Chachomim be saying that if the Shtar is not Niskayim, so then it's not considered, in Rabbonon, it's not considered Nechkel Idris of the Besen? Because the Moikein Mishak is Chayim Lechobari. The Chachomim felt that it's necessary to be Nisakim, that the Shtar has to be Niskayim. And without Kiyum, if the Shtar is not Niskayim, so then it's not considered Nechkel Idris of the Besen. Because the Moikein, so Mishak is Chayim Lechobari. That's why Tinsis emphasizes the element of Mishak is Chayim Lechobari. So Mimele, the question is, what's an Akimim? ולפי רגע פה שבנם הם מוחקים דיקור מהשכיב מראש יום המונו לפרעיני ביודי אומר פנו נאיסני לא יאמר פנו נאיסני ומי כאילו לבינוק את שטורי אומר פנו קיימו לשטורי לא יאמר פנו לא יקיימו לשטורי משמע so only if he said the shchiv mera admitted and he said, no. So then that itself is considered like Yim HaShtar. Otherwise, we cannot collect. Why can't we collect? Why? Because we are afraid maybe it was Mizuyah. But the Aloche of Taninen doesn't apply the time with Shliche. The answer is, but if it's Loyom Atnu, so it's Loy Kayim Mishtore, so it's Ishtar Shele Mikuyim. Ishtar Shele Mikuyim is not considered Nachkarudis and the Bezen. If it's not considered Nachkarudis and the Bezen, so we have no Raya. The Ishtar doesn't say anything. He's not Mivar or anything. So Mele couldn't correct. Mashvei Taninu Yatz Mizuyah. וכאן אני מציע רחתי וכן אם לא ימד נפתי מין השינו שם הולכי חיים מלווה וכן כמישים הם דורשים נמי יחיים אלוהים Now, one could say there is an argument as to whether Ruvain becomes a Moldova or Ruvain does not become Moldova. What's an argument? Suppose the Eidim of the Mochiv produces is claiming the Eidim, the signatories on the Shtar. The Balchay produces a shtar against Ruvain, but with that shtar he tries to collect the sode from the possession of Shimon. So they are Eidim who are signed the signatories of the shtar. Suppose the Eidim have to be first cousins of Ruvain, but they are not first cousins of Shimon. So they are Mechaykin to Shimon. So if Ruvain will not become a Moldova, so then the Eidim are Eidim Sheir. The Eidim are Eidim Sheir. But if Ruvain becomes a Moldova, so then the Eidim are Eidim of the Moldova. The Eidim are craving of the Moldova. So the Apostle Eides. So in Mele, Ruvain, the Balchev of Ruvain, will not be able to collect the Sode from Shimon, because the Eidim have to be craving. That's an Afkimine. So he says, no, that's not Afkimine. The Chemin, Ruvain, Afkimine, Shimon, 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 Kim Ditov Remishimen, also Basar Ruvain. So the answer is, even if Shimon, that would be enough to me either. Because even if they, the signatories on the Shtar, that Balchim of Ruvain produces, happen to be first cousins of Ruvain, but they are not first cousins of Shimon, so even if Ruvain will not become a litigant in Moldova, so still, the Ruvain will not be able to collect from Shimon. Because in view of the fact that, in case Ruvain, so in case the Balchev of Ruvain succeeds in collecting the Sode from Shimon, so then Shimon will demand reimbursement from Ruvain. So that means that the same lady who testified right now, they testify right now against Shimon. So they in effect testify against Ruvain too, because as a result of this collection of the Sode by the Balchev of Ruvain. So as a result of the collection of the Sode from Shimon, so Ruvain will become obligated to reimburse Shimon. So it's all on the basis of the testimony of the Shtar. So the Mele, the Eidim, even if Ruvain will not become a Moldova, so the Eidim are considered to be Eidim not only against Shimon, they are testifying against Ruvain too. Because ultimately, Ruvain will have to pay on the basis of their testimony. Because if not for their testimony in this Shtar, so the Balchev of Ruvain wouldn't be able to collect the Sode from Shimon, so then Shimon wouldn't be able to collect from Ruvain. So indirectly, as a result of the testimony of the signator by the signatories in the Shtar, so Ruvain will have to pay to Shimon, but it will be a week later. So the Mele, they are considered as aiding, as testifying against Ruvain too. So the Mele, since they are apostle aides against Ruvain, so aides shebotlo mitzoso, botlo kulo. So even if Ruvain doesn't become a Moldova, so it will still, the aides will be bought. It says, v'chein in yiyo nishimenei, shemilim schusei, v'ein krevim, yipsul loi, and the same thing is true. If Shimon has Eidim that Amitz Husay, then Kroy Kevin is Psun Noid, Afil Ruvain, Kim Yishavach with Shimon, Shemami Dakar Kabiode, Kim the Muchav, is it the comedic Suez, Gabriel Vitubie, Kremin Dorevave, Poslu, Afu Gabriel Malve, Mishim the Wesley Leve, Ozumalve, Bosarve. So the Gemara says in Makkes, Iruya Bidubye, so there are three pshotim of Hashem in that Gemara. Tabzayim in Makkes. So there is a case of there was a shtar, and then they ended according to Rashi's pshat. So that Gemara is discussing the case where Ruvein, the shtar, stated that Ruvein borrowed $1,000, let's say, from Shimon. And the shtar also stated that Levi guaranteed the debt. Happen to be first cousins, let's say, Shani, with Levi, but they were not first cousins of either Ruvein or Shimon. So Rav Pope said, since they called, now the halacha is that you cannot demand any payment from a surety unless you try to collect from the Levi, and the Levi doesn't have. So then the Malve has the right to collect from the surety, from the guarantor. So, but in this case, the Levi had the chosim. So Ruvein had the chosim. So Meir Rav Pope said at first, since he really to be are not first cousins of Ruvein and Shimon, and they tried to be Mechayev Ruvein because Ruvein had the chosim. So Meir, it's a good ideas, and Meir can collect, so Shimon can collect from Ruvein. So Rav Yeshua said no. But suppose Ruvein wouldn't have any money. So then, as a result of that, it is, so they could collect from Levi. And so even though right now he has, but the Eides Alpidin is an Eides not only against Ruvein, it's an Eides against Levi too. It just happens that he has the Chosim. But suppose that the Chosim in one day will be taken away from him. So then, as on the basis of that, Eides, he'll be able to collect from Levi, the guarantor, the surety. So Mele, the Eides, at the very outset, is an Eides against Levi too. As long as there is an Achimine, as ultimately, they will be able to collect from Levi, so the Mele, it's an Aedis against Levi too. So the Mele, Aedis, a bottle of Tosa Bottle Kulo. Aedis, a bottle of Tosa Bottle Kulo. So the Mele, Besden cannot be Mikabu the Aedis against Ruben either, even though right now Ruben has the Chosim. So we see, so the Mele, we cannot say that Achimine Shirish Shabachir Kremi Ruben Chaykel Shimon. So if he doesn't become a Moldova, so then they will be able to collect this on the Pamshim, but if he comes a Moldova, so they will not be able. No, because even if he doesn't become a Moldova, in as much as ultimately, so Ruben will become a Chuyev as a result of the testimony of the Shtar, so the Mele, it's considered at the very outset as an Edes against Ruben, even if Ruben doesn't become a litigant. So the Mele is saying that Shabbat will be Tosafot Lekula anyway. So what Nachimini is it? Whether Ruben becomes a litigant or Ruben does not become a litigant. All right. In Kema Nachimini. Yesh Lema av Nachimini l'chai achay. Yesh Omar Shimon in Lehidi. Ben l'chai. Ulach az ma'am lo tzeraye o Yehidi. The Shimon en yochel l'avir. O Ruben shol Omar en Lehidi yochel l'avir. Now there is a loche. There is a loche of Shviras Nemones. In other words, when the Torah takes place, he says, I have no evidence. Then, towards the end of the Torah, he comes to Bezdin and says, oh yes, I don't have evidence. So since at the very outset he said, I have no evidence to prove it, so then the aiding that he does produce ultimately cannot be effective, because it's on the basis of Shviras Nemones, of he does believe. Since the Baldomo said at the very beginning, at the Dintor, he said with his own timeness, he admitted that he has no evidence, so Mele, that's an admission. That the evidence that he will introduce later on is no evidence. That Shviras Nemones is based upon the halacha of Hidras Baldin Kimeidin Dom. So suppose Shimon at the beginning of the Torah says, Eile Eidi Veile Chai. So that's already an admission. Hidras Baldin. So even though later on they are Eidi who are ready to testify on behalf of Shimon, but Shimon himself already was shamed of the Nemones of his own Eidi. Because he said, the Shviras Nemones, it's based upon the aloche of Hidras Baldin Kimeidin Dome. He said, Eile Eidi Veile Chai. Masha'im came if Ruben becomes a Baldavo, he was not shamed of his Nemones. He didn't say that he has no Eidi. So the same Eidi that are willing to testify on behalf of Shimon, so that they will not be effective insofar as Shimon is concerned, but insofar as Ruben is concerned, because Shimon did not make any admission. So the Mele, he'll be able to take advantage of their testimony. Masha'im Kin Shimon, if Ruben does not become a Baldavo, will not be in a position to take advantage of their testimony. Kin Shema Shimon Levi Lerai, Ulach Az Mamo Tzerai Leidin, Shimon Yoch Leviyon, Ruben Shul Omar Leidin Yoch Leviyon. Why? Because the whole Aloche is based upon Shviras Nemones. And Shviras Nemones, the concept of Shviras Nemones is based upon the Aloche of Yidras Baruch Kimeidin Dome. So Shimon made an admission. He said, anyway, Ruben did not make an admission. So that's the book of Nachimine, whether Ruben becomes a Baldavo or Ruben does not become a Baldavo. If Ruben does not become a Baldavo, so Shimon cannot take advantage of these Eidim who are willing to testify on his behalf, because he already admitted that he has no Eidim. Masha'uki, if Ruben becomes a Baldavo, so Shimon will be able to take advantage of their testimony. Inameki, Shetayim, we best go to Kadmine. Shimon, we must meet Rach, Moe Ruben. All right. So we'll leave it.
Shir Mim Aleph and Bava Kama Chav Ches Teves Hei Tov Shemem Gimel January 13th, 1983
on Thursday. So you put in your soul the Tzadik, and what that means in case the Balmain takes away the Tzadik, so then Ruvein does not have to reimburse Shimon. So, Shalom Bachai is Yosulah. Actually, Herzig Bell Yochalei Arzabe. So Antil, according to Rashi, tells it bo simply means skin chazok. The regular chazok of Kolatei Kur. So actually tells it bo Yochal Arzabe. Which tells it bo in Yochal Arzabe. Now, here Rashi doesn't say much on this Gemara, but the same Gemara is in Bumtzie, and there Rashi is more elaborate. Gemara in Bumtzie, the same memory. Yochal Arzabe, who we shall only know Sadmoy. Michel Zigbo, any Yochal Arzabe, but you only know Sadmoy. Shakal can nickname the Hazoki, but Moy is our Zemu. So according to Rashi, so the reason is why actually Hel Zigbo is Yochal Arzabe, because actually Hel Zigbo, he didn't make a king yet. So that's why it's Yochal Arzabe, because he didn't make a king. Misha Helzibo, so he made a king yet, in Yochal Arzabe. So, my time, Domole, Chayse Dikitre, Sadres Rikabal. In other words, he cannot say it's a Mekach Toez. It's not a Mekach Toez, because the Mekach was a Mekach. Then someone took it away from him, and he didn't, in view of the fact that he didn't undertake. He wasn't mishired himself to reimburse the Mekeach, to refund to the Mekeach the money that he gave him. So Mele is just his bad luck. He cannot demand that the Mekeach should be invalidated just because it will entail a loss for the Mekeach. Now, but the question is, according to Ash, that actually has it, what means before the Likeach made the king Chazoke, so that means he wasn't even Kane. So what's the big Chiddush? Actually held it by Yochal Arzabe. Why shouldn't he be made the Chizah? He could be Chizah anyway. Even if he wouldn't sustain a loss. Until he makes a king, so who has title to the field? The leader has title to the field. And Rashi says, Uvishaloi no samoyes. He did not give any moyes, and King Chazoke didn't do either. So, in other words, no kinyan was made. So, who is tied to the field? The Meichet. Reuven is tied to the field. And now it appears that the Balchayim will take away the Sodom. So, what kind of a Chiddush is it? That Yochal Arzabe. He could be Chazer anyway. So that's the difficulty in Rashi. So Shimubetze, Simbom Netzie, mentions in the name of the Shikin Nishono that according to Rashi, the Pshat is the Chiddush is because there is Aroch and Gimor says Simbom Netzie. The Dvorim Yesh Ben Mishimamone, Dvorim Yesh Ben Mishimamone. In other words, if a person just agrees with another person, he makes an all agreement to buy a certain sum. But no kinyan is made. And then he's chazer. He can be a chazer. He has a legal right to be chazer. But he's not a nice person if he's chazer. Because Vogel Yeshvem Shemachus Chayamone is not an honorable person. In other words, he's Eveir and the posik of Sheres Yisroel Yasu Abu Edabu Chozov. Or Hein Shemach Tzedek, Lav Shemach Tzedek. So he has an Aveir at the Raise if he doesn't keep his promise, his agreement. So the Mele, what Gemara says, actually held it, but Yochal Arzaboy, it doesn't mean he has a legal right to the Chazer. He has a legal right to the Chazer anyway, without any special reason, even if he wouldn't sustain the loss. But if he wouldn't sustain the loss on account of the fact that the Balchayim is going to take away the Sode, and the Meichel will not be obligated to reimburse him, so then he would be either an Avera of Sheres Yisroel Yasha Avo Dabo Chodok, because it was a Yehim Shemuchus Chamonet. But in view of the fact that it shall be a Chayitz, and Zviyotu Vahasiki. So, and that means he'll sustain the laws. So there is no, he's not Mechus Chamonet. He's not an unethical person just because he's Chayitzia. He's allowed. It's a Hetagom to be Chayitzia under such circumstances. So that's the whole Chiddush that the whole chiddush by Abaye is that he's allowed to be chizer, not that he has a legal right to be chizer. He has a legal right to be chizer anyway. All right. So that's the plain pshat. That's the plain pshat in the Gemara. And there, one of the Rishonim Shemkubeses Montzie, I think, says something else. In other words, that it's more than that. It's not only that. That on account of the fact that he was moving his mecha and suddenly Shimon shall leave as highest, so it wouldn't involve the Nisa of Lord Yehudim Shimchus Ramone of Shiels Israel Yasu Ablo, but with Abu Chazar. Now, there is a aloche, by mitautali, there is a aloche that if somebody, let's say, bought it, let's say, the Chibetz, and he paid money, but he didn't make Mishich. So then, there's a Mishnah Zohar. He can be chayzer, even if he paid money. But he has to submit to a Mishapara. To a Mishapara by this. It's a very severe rebuke by this. It's more than a rebuke. It involves a curse too. Mishapara mi deramabo, umam shidira at logo, who osi gui pora mishenim mitbore. So he still has a little right to be chayzer. He wants to be a dishonest person. A dishonest person, he can do so, but he has to submit to the rebuke by best, not Mishapara. So best will tell him, Mishapara midiramabu, midiraflogo, was in the poem, midirashir. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says that Varti always will escape. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, most Rashim pass like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Mishloki, so in Raise Moise is not king, only Mishich. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Moise is king in the Raise. Even without Mishich, but the Chachomim were misaking that boys should not be king because of Exeira Shemayim or Leis from Batach of Aliyah. Let's say, if Ruvain would sell Shimon the bushel of wheat, and Shimon did not as yet take possession of the bushel of wheat, and it's still in the upper story of Ruvain, so suppose there is a fire, so then Ruvain will not be very quick in saving the wheat from the fire, because Midrash says, so but the Omoyskin is who has title to the wheat? Shimon has. So Reuven will say, why should I bother and stop the fire? It's his loss, it's not my loss. So because of that, the Chachomim of Misakeh, the title doesn't change as a result of giving money until he takes possession, he makes Mishiche of the wheat. Hagboye Mishiche. So the Chachomim won't be sakin because of the Zeva Shemayimu and Yisro Vatech of Aliyah, that the title doesn't change. But still, if he wants to be Chayzer, he has a legal right to be Chayzer. But he has to submit to Mishapara. That's in connection with Mitautam. Mashenke in connection with Kakoetz. So the halacha is that Karka is Nikne B'Keser, and the Chachomim will not be sakin that he shouldn't be king. Because by Karakis Nachayach, Nisro Vatech of Aliyah, only by Mitautalim, that contingency of Nisro Vatech of Aliyah is Shayach, not by Kakoetz. But there is a Mishapora, the Gemara says in Dizoneshech, that in people acted in a certain way, the way the Sochem act, so then he has to be Mikabu Mishapara. So there is a Gemara in Rav Metzia. Thank you. Die Gemorre über den Zeh, da fallen Dauer drum mit Dauer. Da fallen Dauer drum mit Dauer. The sixth line from the top of Yom. Omer a Pape mit Schmied Rob. Hai si tu se kan. Umai yuche se, Rab Kuhi Roma u Mikri Yemamish. Rabon Oon, Amre mit Kibur Aoi Mishipora. Vi yuche se u Kibur Aoi Mishipora. Ubi Asra bin Hidya u Mikri Yemamish kon. What is Sintuse? Sintuse means, Rashi says Sintuse, Chisem Shereishmin, Hachemvonim Alechobies, Shom Yai, Shereikhim Harbi Biyach, Umanichim Eisein Beitzer Habari, Umanichim Eisom Achas Achas, Rinkel Echanus, Vireishmin Eisein Lidat, Shekoro Reshum Eisein Kor. In other words, let's say, suppose the buyer, the customer, is negotiating with the seller, to buy, let's say, 50 barrels of wine. So, the sale is not concluded this year, but they already put marks in order to indicate, to identify the barrels of wine that the Rekeach is negotiating to buy. So, once they made that semen, Eresher, his stamp was put on the barrels of wine, even though the barrel is not any Kenyan, but it's not Mashiach, it's not a boy, it's nothing. But, it's, in other words, it's Minig of Sochre. So in other words, let's say, the diamond merchants have a practice, at least the Jewish diamond merchants, all over the world, so have a practice that when they are about to finish a sale of diamonds, sometimes it might involve $2 million. So they wish themselves, they shake hands, and they say, Mazel Tov, Mazel Broche. So that's Sintuse. I mean, that's the meaning. So in other words, Sintuse means that Minek. Minek of Soch. So the Gemara says, Hai Sintuse Kani. We might say, in other words, that if one diamond merchant said to the other, to the customer, they were negotiating, talking about the diamond, and then he said, she came to him and said, Mazel Broche, Mazel Tov. So there, it's a king. So, my Yuchese, Rab Chavino Omar, we meet me a mamish. Rabbono Namre, we give Bula Alei Mishepo. So one says that it's mamish a king. He cannot be chaser even if he's willing to submit to Mishepo. And another one says, no, he can't be chaser. If it only involved the minhag of the Sochri, v'hiu chesel l'kibul av meshepora, u'v'asra din hiya l'mikne mameshkon. So in other words, so what does it mean? It all depends. If there is a minhag that he should be mameshkene, then he's mameshkene, he cannot be chesel, even if he's willing to submit to the call of meshepora. But if there is no minhag, so then, the sintuse, the minhag, is only so effective that he has to submit to Mishapara. Now the question arises, Sintuse by definition means Minek. Why? Rashi mentions Chesem Shereishim Achem Bonim Arachom. Doesn't make any difference what the Minek is. Well, in one situation, in one place, so it might be a stamp on the barrel of the wine, in another place, so it might be shaking of hands and wishing themselves Mazel Broche. So, it, by definition, Sintuse means Minek. So what did he say? The Yuchesel Kibula Le Mishapora. The Asad in Higel in Mikne Mamesh is Kone. But it's always Mine. The answer is, of course, in Tuse by definition means Mine. But sometimes the Mine might be among diamond merchants, let's say, that they wish themselves Mazel Broche, and that they consider already as an honorable conclusion of the deal. But they don't consider that the deal is closed. In other words, once they reach themselves Mazel Broche, so, and if the customer will retract, they'll consider him as not an honorable business. Not an honorable business, but they will not consider it concluded. So that's one type of thing. So in other words, but sometimes the practice among the diamond merchants is that not only does the shaking of hands and wishing themselves Mazel Broche, so it constitutes as an honorable conclusion of a deal, but they consider it as a legal conclusion of a deal. They treat it as such and they consider it as such. So it all depends what the minig is. If the minig is that a certain act done by the seller and the buyer should only constitute an honorable conclusion of the deal. In other words, that if any person, the customer or the seller, will retract after that friction, that stamp on the balance or the shaking of hands is done, so he will not be considered as a seicher who complies with the professional ethics that prevails among the seller. So there, he still can be chaser. But then, in order to be chaser, he must submit to a mishapar. Mashenke, the meaning among the sochem is that the stamp on the barrels or the shaking of hands should constitute the consummation of the deal. So then, it's a kinyan gomor. It's a kinyan gomor. So even if he's willing to submit to mishapar, so he still cannot. Now anyway, so there are some Rishonim who say, some Rishonim say that according to Rashi, so the whole Chiddush of Atzilei Erzik Bo Yochel Arz Amei is that even though there was an agreement to sell, but until a kiyan is done, so he has a perfect right, a hetagomo, to be chizeir, and it will not involve any aver of Sheres Yisrael Yasa Avodah Bechodot. Then there are some Rishonim who say, no, there is a Bria Chiddush than that. In other words, even the actual healthy people, as long as the kinyan was not done, what is the kinyan? Either kesef or shtar or chazor. Suppose, let's say that the minik is among the sochim when they sell a piece of land of real estate, that they first sign a contract. A contract. So, but that does not conclude the deal. That does not conclude the deal, but it's a written contract. So according to the practice prevailing among the real estate business people, so once a contract to buy is signed, then if a person retracts, he's not considered an honorable person. But he doesn't change type. So in this case, he is allowed to be chayzeya because of the fact that it will entail that loss. He is allowed to be chayzeya and he doesn't have to submit to mishapar. He can be chayzeya. Now it's a big achidesh. You see, the Shiti Mishonah says that according to Rashi, actually healthy boy Yochel Arz Amei implies that he can be chayzeya even though he promised that he will buy it, but and he's not either the Aveir of Sheres Yisrael Yasa Avodah Bechodot or Kein Shaloch Tzarek Lam Shaloch Tzarek. And then there's someone who says, even if there was Sintuse and there was a Minek, but in this particular situation, because of the laws that it will entail, so he can be Chizeya without submitting to the Mishapar. So it's the same kind of talent. Alright. So actually, Herzik Bo Yochel Arzik. But the moment he makes a kiyan chazoke, and the Kohen Rashi doesn't mean any difference, kiyan chazoke or any other kiyan, it's not helzik bo per se. Helzik bo is a kiyan. So the moment he made a kiyan, let's say he made a kiyan chazoke, ein yochel arzim. Ein yochel arzim. Why? So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is we do not say that it's a mechaftoyes. It's not a mechaftoyes. By time, according to Rashi, it doesn't make any difference whether Taisha Mitzre or not Taisha Mitzre. It doesn't make any difference. It's any Kin Chazok. So Taisha Mitzre is also Kin Chazok. So the first portion of the Gemara is, when do we say that Misha Helsing is in Yochel Arz Amei? That is, if it's a loy bachayes, avo bachayes, so then it can be chayzeir, the likiyach can be chayzeir, even if he was herzikbo, even if he's herzikbo. Why would he herzikbo? The answer is, according to the first Loshin, he can say that was the understanding. Because after all, the agreement between us was that in case the son is taken away from me, so then I should be entitled to reimbursement. So you have to give back to me the money in case the Baal Chayim, he takes away the son from me. So it was understood that since he's entitled to collect the money anyway to get reimbursed. Suppose he already paid, let's say, $1,000 for the son. And then the Baal Chayim took away the son. So then he would be entitled to go to Reuven, to his Meicher, and demand that the $1,000 should be given back to him. Some Meile, he can say, why should I go through the deal? And then demand the money back again. Let's invalidate the whole deal. So it'll be much easier. On the basis of what right can he say that? Just because it will be easier. But he already acquired title in the son. If he has a way. The answer is, since in the end he'll be able to collect the money to collect the money from the Meicher anyway, so the Meile it is part of the agreement, of the implied agreement that even if he makes a kinyan, but if there are illegally, he should have the right to invalidate the matter. That's the first law. So our Bahayas law. So but if it's Bahayas, so then the Likiyah has the right to invalidate the Mecca even after he made a kinyan. On what basis? On the basis of an implicit understanding between the parties, because he's going to collect the money anyway, so it wouldn't make a big difference to the Meicher. The Meicher will have to pay back the money anyway. So the Meicher, it's an integral part of the implicit agreement that in case Baal Chayim he will try to collect the Sadeh, that he should have the right to invalidate the Mekah anyway. Alright. In other words, that even the case of Bahayis, so he cannot invalidate the Mecca just because the Baal Chayim is trying to collect the son. So he'll say, well, we have to pay him back anyway. So the Meicher Reuven will tell Shimon, fine. Once you show, you introduce evidence that the Sodeh was taken away from you, then you'll be able to demand reimbursement. But until you show me this, I am under no obligation to invalidate the Mecca. Now, let's the thesis. Kasmonim came and took away the Sadeh. So I feel about Chayas, Mishael Zigbo, am I Yochalaz? Mishael Zigbo, in Yochalaz, before he came, he won't see a Pierce of Rashi, Abba Gamshimos Moe, the Kakamik is the Chazoki. Because he am I look at Chazoki, he's a Mikenze Mishta. So according to Rashi, he won't see it's not Helsik, per se. Helsik is a Kinyan. And the same thing if Shtar was executed. So why does Abaye emphasize healthy? Why Mike Aboy become Hazoki? Why all of a sudden if healthy means kinya? So Gemara doesn't know what Hazoki is. It's a Mishnah of Basra. No other part. All of a sudden the Gemara says, maybe it's Abba Hazoki. And Mike Aboy is Hazoki must listen to the Hazoki. No other part. Wait, Mike Aboy or a dream show. Weil die Daisha Mitzre, manchmal diese Baume schön auf Sonntag sagen, Daisha Mitzre, das sind minder die Klauteren. Daisha Mitzre sind just one. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes in Golbasra between Rablesa and Rabona. If somebody sells his sodi, and then the Lekeach traverses, he walks throughout the sodi. So Rablesa says, we don't pass by Rablesa, that if he walks with the sodi, that's also a king. That's also like Chazok, according to Rablesa. And he learns it out, he uses it from the Poshik in connection with Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu traversed all of Eretz Yisrael. So, and the Rabbonon Achrimi, can we pass through like the Rabbonon? So, in other words, just walking, traversing, so, over the whole Sodeh, that's not a Kenyan. And even according to Rabbeinu, it is a Kenyan, so it means, if he walks throughout the Sodeh, the way Avraham did, he traversed over all of Eretz Yisrael. But Daish HaMitzri means he just on the border, he walks through the border. So, that's not a kingdom, even according to Rabbi Elzer. Weil die Daish HaMitzre, manchmal die wissen, warum ich hier soll, wenn ich soll. But the according to Rabbi Elzer, the same Daish HaMitzre doesn't mean just to walk on the border. But it means that he really plows, let's say. He does something that is a chazor. That's what they have to say according to Rashi. We need only forage, so we may take this is chelik and Rashi. We need only forage, the Maire Shekonei, the king and gom. בחויפים, בשטר, בחזוקה, או אירופק בפור. ביטאיתי של אודום, החופי שקונה בקינן גומו, אם יוצא עבר, אם יוכל אז, נדוי. הקוד, אם תתאיך זה... So it goes without saying that even the Lekeach has not been the Kinyan at all. So then of course, then it goes without saying, Abai doesn't even have to tell us that. Abai has to tell us that it wouldn't involve the Nisar of Shevis Yisroel Asa Avod Abuchozo. Of course it will not involve the Nisar of Shevis Yisroel Asa Avod Abuchozo. If it will entail, if complying with the agreement would entail a total loss. But, so that is, goes without saying. Abai doesn't have to tell us that. But, Abai has reference to the case where the Lekeach made a Kinyan Chazon. So there is a big Chiddush. That even though he made a Kinyan Chazoke, so he acquired title already, he's the owner. So still, until he's Daish HaMitzre, until he traverses over the border of the Sodeh, so then he can invalidate the Mecca on one day, on the basis of what? Halacha? Because of Lumden. Because it's an integral part of the implicit agreement of the parties that when the Sodeh is sold, even though it's a loyve achayes, but as long as the Lekeach has not been Daish HaMitzre as yet, that he still has the right to invalidate the Mecca, even though the Kinyan was made. But Ishtar was made, or Chazoke was made. So he said, Nearly four is the Maire Shekone became Gomo, because Mishtar Chazoke, or Yeropak, ויפורטה ודאייתי של אוטו, אבל כשקונה בקינים גומו, אם יצא ירים, יוכל להרזבל, כל זמן שלו הולך, המצרי הסודר לאורכו, ולרובו. ולירי סיון היה סודר. Now the Goyen said, וריף מפורש, שאירו עם סודי סוד. In other words, what it means, according to Tetzves, דאייש המצרי means, he just traversed over the sun. Just traversed over the Sodeh. In other words, so that was indicative of the fact that the Lekeach already considered it closed, regarded, beyond any possibility of invalidating it. And according to the Reeve, Daish HaMitzre doesn't mean traverse over the border. But Daish HaMitzre means, let's say, Rubin sold his Sodeh to Shimon. So, Rubin sold his Sodeh to Shimon. So this is the Sodeh, and that is sold to Shimon. Originally, this Sodeh belonged to Reuven. So Reuven sold this Sodeh to Shimon. Then Shimon had an adjoining Sodeh, that adjoined this Sodeh, that originally belonged to Reuven. And Daish HaMitzre means he integrated both Sodehs. In other words, Shimon already combined the both Sodehs. In other words, he treated them like one Sodeh. And when he started to work the field, I mean, or to do something, so he considered that he was Me'ari Vipsodeiso. So again, so it's the same shit as Tesis, except that whereas according to Tesis, Daisha Mitzvah traverse upon the border, he means he means this. Alright. Vimyoto Hiri. So why can he invalidate the Mekach? Because of an Undere. That is the Undere. Presumption is that when one sells a soda to the other, so that the intention is that until his Daisha Mitzvah, he should be able to invalidate the Mekach because of him. Cause man shall you all so that he says to be loy no san moy saire. And this has reference to the kings where he didn't give Moises yet. He did not pay, let's say, the purchase price, let's say it's $1,000. He did not as yet pay the $1,000 to whom? Ubi loy no san moy saire. Dibi no san moy saire. Afimu bach rayes name. Amai yachol arzabei. Because if Abaye is had reference to the case or case where Shimon already paid $1,000 the purchase price to Hubei, to the Mechaya, so how can Abaye in the first portion say that Vidaki Shaloi Bachais, Abu Bachais Lori, so even after his Daish Amitzvah, after he made the king? After he made the king and Chazoke and traversed the Sodom, we all call the Rombo. He can still invalidate the Mecca. Why? Because he'll be entitled to reimbursement anyway. So does that mean that whenever someone sells his Sodom to the other and it's Bahayes, so he can always invalidate the Mecca? He can always invalidate the Mecca. If ultimately it is taken away, let's say after 5 years, he can invalidate the Mecca. It's not Mishtabah that should be the Aloha. So we have to limit the Abaye's memory to the case where he didn't pay. So in other words, as long as he hasn't paid the purchase price to the Meir, so then if it's the highest, even though a kinyan was made, so he can still invalidate the Mecca. But the moment, up to the time when he pays for the Mecca, the purchase price, so then, of course, even the first portion of Abaye will agree that he cannot be Chayza, he cannot invalidate the Mecca. So this is Tesis Shita. Tesis is considered as a double portion, but the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. So the Gemara says, so that the Umden is, he should be able to invalidate the Mecca. In view of the fact, he will be entitled to reimbursement anyway. So the Umden is that the intention of the parties was that he should be able to invalidate the Mecca. If it is taken, if they are here. All right. Vintema Vilemele Shtila Aron Bizuza. In other words, we say here that if it's Biachayes, so the first lotion of Abaye says that it can be chizeh in after Daishanit. The second version of Abaye says that Ibn Bahayes, but once it is Daish HaMitzvah, he cannot be Chayzer. Now, and Tesis applies it to a case where he hasn't paid the money. So what happened here? Reuven sold his Sodeh to Shimon for $1,000. And Shimon, made it in Chazoke, he traversed, the whole Sode, and it's Bachayes. Then somebody shows up and it seems that he'll collect it. It's pending. I mean, this collection by Balchei. So the second version of Abaye says he cannot invalidate the Mecca. He cannot invalidate the Mecca. So in other words, so basically we'll tell Shimon, even though it seems that the Balchim will be going to Sonic on you, but until you get the Shtatil, you cannot invalidate the Mekah, and you have to pay the purchase price. And he can collect from you the $1,000. And you cannot say, well, maybe within the next 30 days, so the Balchim will take away the Sode, so then I'll have to collect from him again. You cannot say that, because he says, once he collects the Sode, and you are able to produce the evidence that the Sode was taken away from you, then you call Reuven to the Torah, and then we'll collect the $1,000 from Reuven. But until all that takes place, you cannot invalidate the Mekah, and you have to comply with your obligation of paying him the $1,000. So that's what Abaye says in the second motion. So this is the kashi, all right. In other words, he cannot invalidate the Mekah. So that means, who has title in the land? Now, he has title in the land. In the melee, you have to pay the purchase price, the $1,000. So let Shimon say to Reuven, I have to give you the $1,000, but does it make any difference whether I pay the $1,000 in cash or I'm paying the Kishon Kesef? Take back the Sada. I don't want the Sada. It's a burden unto me. Of course, it's my Sada. But you want $1,000. I don't want to give you $1,000. I'll pay you with Shabbat Kesef. Yoshiv Rabbi Shabbat Kesef Apulisun. So I'm giving you, I mean this order, take this order. So that will be the payment. So why does he say, why does Abaye say, Apul Bachai Snabi cannot be Chizir? What does he want? According to Tais Ves, he deals with Abaye's reference to the case, where he still didn't pay. So what does he want? He told